Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 404. So we're going to get out of here a little bit early today. We have about an hour and 10 minutes to go because the Cardinals have a slightly early game tonight. We'll turn it over to the sports department to do the pregame at about 5:20. Right now, I'm very happy to welcome Allison into the studio. We met Allison a couple of weeks ago. She is a dreamer, and she is local here. Just graduated from SIUE, my alma mater. Good for you. Go Cougars. So thanks for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I am excited to be here today.
So we just talked about, I just want you to tell your story and we will jump in with questions. So you're how old now?
I am 23. I'll turn 24 next month.
Okay. And you've been here how long?
So I got here when I was 5 years old and I came with my mother and my brother and mm-hmm. he was one. And I was enrolled in kindergarten, and I've been here ever since. And I just recently graduated with a degree in political science from SIUE, a minor in Spanish as well. Mm-hmm. I do advocacy work for the Scholarship Foundation. I am a senior immigration policy fellow. And really, my life's work has just been to bring awareness of what is going on with undocumented folks, DACA students.
So you haven't accomplished much. My goodness gracious. That's really impressive.
Thank you.
I'm fascinated by your childhood. So how much do you remember about coming over? Five's right on the edge of that.
Right. I don't really remember much, to be honest. I spoke about it last time, and it was just a lot of flashbacks of just, you know, horror stories. Very uncomfortable, very difficult for any child to go through.
Sure. And where were you from? Where did you come from?
I came from El Salvador.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you probably have very few memories of that then.
Oh, very little. Like, yeah. Barely. And what I think I remember, it's probably from photographs of when I was younger.
Yeah. What do you understand about it from stories about it? What it was like for your family before you came over?
It was just a very rich country and culture. We're very, like, proud to be from El Salvador. At the same time, we were running away from poverty, crime, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's just a matter of, I hate to say, a weak government, but not strong enough to protect its citizens from the bad guys.
Right. Like, I remember, what I do know is that they had just gone through a civil war in the 80s and then the start of MS-13, a very dangerous crime organization, was, you know, uprising and
yeah,
lots of that we were kind of running from.
So the way that our African-American friends will get the talk, like, look, if you get pulled over, it's different than it is for your white friends. Here's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Here's what you got to know. Did you get talks like that growing up?
Absolutely. So the famous talk that we would always get is anytime there was a police officer, even within any, you know, like, close that we could see, if we were in the car, my dad would turn the music all the way down and we would literally have to sit up straight and just be very, like, almost like you couldn't even breathe. You had to hold your breath until they were gone. It was terrifying.
Do you still do that even though you don't have to now?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of anxiety, especially when I'm driving. Just like, holy crap, I hope I don't get pulled over. I hope I don't get questioned.
Yeah. So what is your status now? I know it's maybe recently changed with the decision in Texas, but prior to that, was your status like, you're fine? You get pulled over and you're a DACA kid and they're like, yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't gotten pulled over, so I'm not really sure.
What they would do?
I tried really hard to just follow everything the way that the DACA program has designed it to be, like, no criminal record, nothing like that. So I'm a very careful driver.
Now, I think a lot of people, especially on the right, will say and think, like, well, you know, undocumented immigrants can do anything and they're never going to get deported and it's just like a free pass and it doesn't matter. And your life's been a very different experience.
No way. The biometric system that we have to go through is incredibly invasive. Like, they asked us for our fingerprints, every single address we've lived, and they ask us for our height, our weight, like everything, birthday. They always need to know where we're at. So it's really invasive. And every criminal record, if you have, you know what I mean? And you can't just be anyone to get it.
Gotcha. And what's your understanding of how the recent Texas court's decision changed your status?
It hasn't changed mine, but it has changed the way that other people would have access to it.
Okay.
And I think that the most frustrating thing about what's going on right now is, you know, we see this pattern of DACA having minor wins, and then it goes back to this like fear-based thing where it's like it's in jeopardy. Like, we could completely lose it, to like pause. We don't really know what's going on, to like back to like a little tiny win of like there's hope, back to like let's take this away from you. Back, you know what I mean? It's just a roller coaster of fear constantly, mm-hmm. all the time. Like, it's some sort of political game that, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats are fighting over. So it's very exhausting.
I think there's also this narrative in the media because, well, Allison, you're the first dreamer that I've ever knowingly met.
Same.
I think there are a lot of, especially white people, who are like, okay, I hear about that situation, and why don't you just stop in Mexico? Like, it's fine. I think just hearing a little bit of your story from our coworker who introduced us to you, there's so much of a risk and so much trauma that's involved in getting here. Mm-hmm. And what you're describing now is like ongoing. It doesn't just end. You don't just come here and everything's great. So you're obviously taking this huge risk to make a better life for yourself. Do you want to expand on that at all?
Absolutely. Yes, there is so much trauma. And I think the mental health aspect of it actually doesn't ever get spoken about, especially like what these young people go through on a daily basis, that constant fear, that constant anxiety of uncertainty. Like, we don't really know where our future could go, but we're still trying our hardest to work three times as hard as the average person just to even be seen or like to even make it in anything, constantly feeling that pressure at the same time, like not really knowing what our future holds.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can conjure the thought in my head that if my very status as a person was being batted back and forth, especially mm-hmm. every election season.
Every single, that actively gets brought up and thrown in your face as like something that is just so controversial, right? Like, at the end of the day, I was brought here at the age of 5, not knowing anything about, you know, policy or the way laws work, and then still being so deeply affected by it all my life until something gets resolved.
How often do you hear people in the media, or maybe even just people calling into radio shows and such, making comments about the situation, and you go, you truly have no idea what you're talking about, or you're painting me and my family in the worst possible light?
Every single day. Every single day. Yeah. A lot.
I'm sorry.
So let's just answer the people who right now are listening and thinking or yelling in their car, mm-hmm. like, hey, look, you seem like a nice girl. Congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far. But your parents broke the law, and there's a way to do it, and they did it the wrong way. And I'm sorry that you may have to suffer the consequences.
Then I would say, are you really sorry? Because you have no idea what it's like to put that on a child, right? And then that child gets to grow up with all this trauma. And at the same time, they're not allowed to really feel anything about it because they just have to brush it off and keep going. So I would say that I don't think that they actually understand what it's like to go through everything on a daily basis like that. It's really heavy. It's heavy stuff.
So, Allison, you were saying that your status isn't affected by this judge suspending the programs that prevents deportation of immigrants brought as children. Is it so? Would it be people who are younger than you who would have to watch out for that?
It would be people that want to apply for it right now.
Okay.
And then at the same time, mine could change. Like I said, nothing is certain at the moment. I may be okay temporarily, but just the way that everything is going, it's a flip of a coin toss. Like,
so
it could be really.
You've done everything that you were told that you needed to do, and yet it could be taken away at any time.
Correct. Like, I worked my butt off. I completed a bachelor's degree. I'm still contributing. Like, I
never been pulled over.
Never been pulled over. I, you know, have no criminal record. And I still could get that taken away from me. And the worst part about it is that, okay, let's say I get deported. I'm going back to a country that I haven't stepped foot on since I was five. I'm not completely familiar with what that would be like. It's a different, you know, like, the poverty there is different. It would be a different lifestyle. I'm incredibly grateful to be here in the United States. And I feel like I have so much fire in me to build something here and contribute, right? But when I go back, like, what would I do? I'm so unfamiliar with it. It's terrifying.
And even worse for your brother.
And even worse for my brother. Yeah.
I just can't imagine how frustrating it must be to have been here for so long, to identify with this country. This country is your home. And you just said, like, you have this fire inside of you, and yet there's so many people out there who that doesn't matter to them because you weren't born in the right spot. It doesn't matter that you have the American spirit inside of you and you have this American dream. It's like, tough nuggies.
It's like, and what sucks about it too is just like I said, that constant fear that just doesn't end.
So I was born here. My dad was born here. My grandpa, my great grandpa, we go pretty far back. It's just a given. You know, mm-hmm. you're just like, okay, you're American, fine. And talk to me about what it means to you and your family. I have a feeling that you may have even fonder feelings for the country than people who are born here in many ways.
So I have had the opportunity to have lots of highs and lows here in the United States. So I'm fortunate enough to have like a mixed culture. So for example, like we celebrate the 4th of July and we go watch the fireworks, which is something that like in El Salvador, like we wouldn't do. But at the same time, my mom is a great cook. So our food, our heritage is always very present and active. But yeah, we've gotten so used to the American culture and we're totally grateful for that. But we wish that there could be more done that doesn't dehumanize us, doesn't marginalize us, like doesn't make us feel like we're some sort of like criminal outcast, like horrible people. Mm. Like we're still people and we still want a better life, not just for ourselves, but for our families and for the next generations. And we want to build here and we want to contribute and we want to be a part of like the American dream, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great message to get across to people who don't understand the situation. But unfortunately, a lot of people have to stay in the shadows. Like it's that fear of, well, if I come out, if you figure out that I'm undocumented, that could be really bad for me and my family.
It's the worst thing ever. Yeah. And then just putting your family in such a vulnerable position like that is also really risky. Like being here right now talking is risky. Mm. It's not something easy, not something like being in the shadows is like a norm for undocumented people because, like I said, again, what's going on with the topic is such a political game. One day it could be maybe a little safe, but the next day it's frightening and everyone's back.
So I have some understanding of the emotions you're talking about, but practically, how is your life as a 23-year-old young woman different than if you'd been born in Edwardsville. As far as like, let's go to Applebee's, let's go see a movie, let's go to a concert. Do you have to think about each and every single thing you do?
I always have to think about doing like the right thing and making sure that, you know, like I am always conscious and mindful of my decisions, and I have to be extra careful than like my friends who could maybe be a little bit more reckless, or which that's fine.
Getting a little trouble, but having
you're,
a little fun.
You're not allowed to make mistakes.
Correct. So there's no room for that. And there's no, there's always, I think the thing that I struggle with or struggled with the most was access to higher education was probably one of the difficult like paths that I had to cross. And that is just things being inequitable for me because of my status, not being able to go to a university here in Missouri because there's policy, there's language in the higher education budget that charges undocumented students three international fees, which can look like three or two times what it would cost originally, even though I was a Missouri resident. And then not getting access to student loans, not getting access to state scholarships, not getting access to any help, and living in the state and being like booed away, which is another reason why I went to SIUE, because their tuition is open to all the states.
Yeah. So last question, big unfair question, but you now have a degree from the Harvard of Illinois. So obviously you would like to see DACA become permanent. You're a citizen. Great. What about everyone else? What about people who aren't DACA? You know, your family, your parents, people who are coming over now. What to you would be a global solution for this going forward?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I would just like for us undocumented people to be taken seriously and into consideration instead of having this be some sort of game that just exhausts us.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Continued success.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Appreciate it.
Welcome back, guys. 425. Really, really interesting. Really interesting. But, like, remember one time having Charlie Tuna on talking about the whole driving while black thing? And he said, and I said to him, like, a lot of my life I've had expired license plates. And when you have expired license plates, you're constantly looking in your rearview mirror. Is that kind of what it's like? Remember, Charlie goes, that's exactly what it's like, but your plates are always expired. And to hear Allison talk about that, you know, her mom is one taillight away.
Mm-hmm.
And that even she, being a DACA kid, having some protection, you know, you set up straight. And she's a 23-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. She's supposed to be out there making mistakes and doing dumb stuff, but she can't.
Yeah. It's really interesting to just get the human perspective on the whole thing. Oftentimes, whenever you see coverage on these DACA decisions and, you know, you see politicians talking about it, it's all coming from people who haven't actually been through the experience. So I always think it's helpful to hear straight from someone who it's happening to, like, what is this like for you?
Yeah, we don't do enough
of that.
Gets
you to think about the situation in a different way.
And you know what? I'm not a, hey, let's let everybody in person at all. But it really does help to talk to the people involved.
Well, especially someone who, she was 5 years old. She had no say on whether or not they were going to make this journey here.
Yeah.
And her life has been in this country, and she loves this country, and she's worked very hard. We heard on and off the air how hard she's worked for everything she's been able to accomplish. Why wouldn't we be trying to help her any way we can? I mean.
Yeah, agreed. Interesting. So, you watched Sexy Beast on Netflix?
I sure did.
You gave
just taking
in?
A hard turn here. Yeah, I decided to watch a couple of episodes last night, and this is, of course, the show where they put people in the prosthetics and the makeup, and you know what? It was actually kind of fun. They're short episodes, and you think you know what these people look like based on their personality, and you start to develop an idea in your head based on the costumes they give them to.
Yeah.
And every single person looked way different than they thought
they
were going
to look. So you get to see the real people.
They reveal them at the end. Yeah.
Are they all attractive?
Yeah. I mean, they're all they're not like, you know, the hottest people you've ever seen, but they're all attractive. I was a little disturbed because you really couldn't tell how old they were. And the girl in the first episode I watched, I thought she was like 27, 28. It turns out she was 21. You're a baby. You shouldn't be on a dating show. You should go watch Teletop. Like, that's too young. Like, I felt like an old grandma. I'm like, girlfriend, you better go home. You do not understand what you're doing right now. You should not be doing this. But no, it was interesting to see you form this idea in your head of what someone looks like, and I was wrong every single time.
Interesting. Welcome back, guys. 438 DGS. Kevin Wheeler joins us on the Quiver River guest line and brought to you by the Good Feet Store, comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. So, Kevin, it's your day off, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, if you count, like, leaving KMOX last night at 12:30, driving to Kansas City for 4 hours, and then having an 8 a.m. baseball game a day off, that's a day off.
Dude, you're going to end up beating the hell out of a QT clerk. You have got to take better care of yourself, Sunshine.
Well, I mean, I've been sleeping in the hotel for about the last 4 hours. Is that helpful?
That's sexy. Okay, so let's talk about last night. I mean, it went the right way, but it almost went the wrong way again.
Ooh, man, it's gotten a little weird in the late innings the last couple of nights. You know, the two nights ago it went wrong. Last night it ended up really good because Yadier Molina walked it off. But, yeah, it's not exactly going smoothly in these late innings. And, you know, you look at yesterday as an example. I mean, you know, five batters hit by pitches in really interesting situations. I don't know that I've seen anything like that. And it's funny, you know, there is a little video that made its way around Twitter last night where there's a fan sitting in the green seats right behind home plate. And after a hit by pitch, he just stands up and he does the old man wave. He stands up and he just goes, nah! And he waves his hand and throws it up there. And I think every Cardinals fan kind of has that feeling here the last couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. When Mr. Shannon retires, they need to get my 94-year-old mom, because I get the Cardinals report from her every single day, and it's unvarnished. She's like, I used to start watching in the seventh inning because that's when they started playing. Now I don't have to watch until the ninth inning. Like, she's not wrong.
No, it's weird. It's, you know, people always joke, right? The last, all you need to watch in an NBA game is the last 4 minutes. And it's crazy because, like, these last couple of nights, but especially two nights ago, for eight innings, the Cardinals were in control. Eight innings, nothing was weird, nothing was going on. And then all of a sudden, holy crap, that's a loss. And last night it was more even, right? It was more of an even battle going into it. But you still had that opportunity late where you got a lead, you're not in any danger, and then all of a sudden, oh crap, danger, we're in extra innings.
So if we can win tonight, great, good start to the second half of the season. We're slightly above 500. We beat the Cubs. Who do we go play next?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it, by the way, is that, you know, it could have been a lot worse, right? If you win tonight, you take three out of four, and you're not in any kind of a panic situation. And it could have been a game better. You could have gained a little bit more ground, because I think the more frustrating thing about looking at, especially two nights ago, is that the Brewers lost that game to Kansas City, too. So, you know, you had 2 days in a row where you could have gained. But next up, you're going to Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's been pretty good here lately. I know that they lost a few games to the Brewers here recently, but Cincinnati's a pretty good team. and they're one of the teams that's right there in the mix with you. Now, they did lose one of their best players here this week. You guys remember the beginning of the year, Nick Castellanos, when he slid in at home on one of the Cardinals pitchers. I think it was actually Jake Woodford. And, you know, he stood up and he thumped his chest and he's like, yeah. And he started a little bit of an incident. And that led to a billboard in Cincinnati and all that. He's out now, which is a bummer for them because he's an all-star. But, yeah, you continue to see the stakes raised because you got games in the division.
So let's talk a little bit of Olympics. I'm never going to take a knee for the national anthem. That's just my choice. But I love how some news outlets are like, so the women's Olympic team takes a knee and, of course, they lose. Like, I'm not sure that's exactly related.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm with you, man. I think not probably wouldn't have been my move, but I understand. You know, I don't really, honestly, you know, when I tune into sports, I know maybe this is just because I'm such a sports nerd. I pay attention to the game starting and the game ending and what happens in the middle.
Yeah,
and
me
I don't
too.
Tune in for pregame. I don't usually stick around for medal ceremonies or, you know, when the Super Bowl's over, like the game ends, I don't watch all the stuff on the field after the game. I don't pay attention to any of it. I turn the TV off and I go do something else. So maybe I'm different than most people in that regard, but you know, I'm about when the game starts and when the game ends, and that's what my entertainment comes in.
So will you be, assuming that they have the Tokyo Olympics, they could still pull the plug, but will you be tuning in, even if it's just for the spectacle of the non-spectacle?
Not really, no. I mean, like, there are a few things that'll catch my attention, right? You know, there might be an occasional basketball game that gets my attention. There might be, you know, it really does depend on the individual stories, right? I mean, if there's greatness, that's kind of where I'll go. So when Usain Bolt was at the top of his game, I would probably find a way to tune in once in a while when he was scheduled to be, you know, in a race or, you know, going for a gold medal or whatever. And I do like the Olympics. Like, I covered the Sydney Games. It was great. I had an amazing experience and, you know, was at a bunch of really high profile events. I mean, I really love that stuff. My favorite sports memory is as a kid watching the Miracle on Ice in 1980.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. But, you know, in my world, Major League Baseball matters more. You know, in my world, what's going on with the Blues matters more. So while I'll have an eyeball on some of that, and if it looks like something's building up into a big moment, I'll probably tune in. You know, like Simone Biles might get my attention if, you know, when you get to the point where medals are being handed out. But for the most part, probably not going to be there.
Well, they're saying, and you'll get this as an athlete, they're saying that don't expect many, if any, world records to be broken. One, because it's going to be so hot, and two, because there's going to be no one in the stands. And for certain sporting events, probably all of them to some degree, they build off that energy of the crowd, and they're just not going to have it. It's going to be really quiet and stilted.
Yeah, you know, adrenaline's real. I mean, listen, we've seen that play out in professional and in college sports here. I've heard more than, I mean, it has to be dozens and dozens of professional athletes who are like, yeah, it's just not the same with no crowd or with a smaller crowd. I mean, baseball players were talking about that last year. It's really weird. And I think it's going to be interesting to see in some of these events, too, not only what you're not hearing, right? What you're not hearing is that noise. You don't feed off that energy. You don't get that adrenaline rush. But also, what are you hearing? You know, what are things that might be what might be a distraction?
Yeah.
Right. We saw this with baseball, right? Where there's so much, it's so quiet. You actually heard the guys on the other side talking.
Yeah.
And it led to some tension, right?
Yeah.
And we could hear that stuff on the broadcast. And I wonder how much of that might come up during some of these events.
And Rach, that's exactly why you're going to watch, right? For the weirdness?
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Can't wait.
Yeah. All right, Kev. Thanks, man. Enjoy your kind of day off.
All right, we'll talk to you guys.
All right. 4:52 on the dot DGS. Going to do one more segment after this, and we're going to turn it over to the sports department for the Cardinals pregame show. So for my fellow Bigfoot nuts out there, there's a new video that making the rounds. I've watched it several times. If you look it up, it's Michigan's Cass River, and it was supposedly a guy who was kayaking. And you see this thing, figure, person, walking across the river about knee hip deep in the water, and they're carrying something. Some people say that it's a Sasquatch carrying a baby Sasquatch. Some people say it's a Bigfoot carrying a deer. Other people say, no, it's just a fisherman who's really, really big. But for those of you who are into that kind of thing, it's fun to look at. Again, you know, I get it when people say, like, yeah, why don't get any, like, really super clear videos, which there are some, but the more clear they are, the more people say it's a hoax. But this one's kind of interesting.
I saw one with a Bigfoot. I'm lying. I didn't see one. I was trying to think of a joke. Didn't work.
Didn't work at all.
Didn't work at all. Yeah. I'm a little distracted by the TV over here. There's a channel on the television called News Mix.
It's terrible.
It's the most awful thing I've ever seen in my life. They have four windows up, one from CNN, one from Fox, one from MSNBC, and one from BBC. And it's just four news stations playing at once.
Yes.
My anxiety is through the roof every time I glance over there.
I mean, I guess it makes sense to have in the KMOX studio, but
it's better than the Drew Barrymore show a little bit.
I don't know. At this point now, I'm kind of obsessed with Drew. I literally watch the entire show every single day without the sound on. So it's just Drew wearing some sort of clown outfit with a giant flower on her chest, just making the Drew face. And I'm like, I love you,
Drew.
What
if you ever watch it with sound and it's just completely different
than you think it is? I'm sure it would be. Yeah. Andrew, do you know what today is at Taco Bell?
Uh-oh. It's either going to be really good or really bad.
It's free taco day.
Oh,
yeah. No, they had some sort of NBA thing. I don't know.
Okay. Well, yesterday we were talking about how they were running out of all of their ingredients.
Right now they're giving it away.
So how can they do this?
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Is it for everybody or is it just for like people in Phoenix or people in Milwaukee?
You're going to make him read the article.
I'm not a reader, Andrew. The comebacks, the Bucks came back, give out free tacos. If either team won a game after trailing at halftime, bam, 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 bam. They're pushing their flaming hot Doritos tacos. But you can just go in and get a crunchy soft or a regular Dorito taco, whatever you like. They'll just hand it to you.
Yeah, they're usually pushing those Doritos tacos on me.
You can just walk in and say, give me a taco.
Yeah, give me a taco.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.